Father, we thank you this morning for you are God and you are God alone. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace over us. We honor you. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord Jesus. You are good. You are kind. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. We honor you. We exalt you, O Lord. Lord, we return all glory unto you. Thank you, Father. Oh, all honor unto you, O God, for you are great. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy, for your love, for your kindness, for your love that cannot be compared, for your mercy that is new every day over us. We bless your name. We exalt you. Thank you because you do not allow the plans and the wills of the wicked to stand over our life. We bow before you. We exalt you. We lay our crown and we say, thank you, Father. You are worthy. And Lord, this morning we are before you to honor your name, to bless you. We ask, O Lord, that your glory will be upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday, the 22nd of February, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon your life. Thank him for his God and his God forevermore. I want you to worship him because of his grace. Thank him for he is good and his mercy endures forevermore. And I want you to stand on the word of the Lord and declare over your day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved in the name of Jesus. The Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare today that the plans of the wicked over my life is defeated in the name of Jesus. The plans of the evil one over my household is defeated in the name of Jesus. They shall come in one way and they will flee in seven places. Oh, for the Spirit of the Lord will raise standard against them. He has said concerning me this day as I go, that no weapon that the enemy put together to stand against me, they will not prosper. And that every tongue that raises themselves up in judgment, that their words are condemned, their tongues are condemned, their words are rendered useless. In the name of Jesus, I speak to my day, surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord is my portion. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day, the blessings of the Lord is upon me. I speak to you, this day. Hear the word of the Lord. All that is in you work together in my favor. All that is in you work together for my blessing. In the name of Jesus. Today, I receive the mercy of the Lord. Oh, heaven of mercy, rain upon me. I receive the blessings of the dew, the blessings of the rain, the blessings of the shower is my portion this day. In the name of Jesus. Today, lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. The favor of the Lord is my experience today. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless me. The Lord bless the works of my hand. The Lord bless me. The Lord bless my household. In the name of Jesus, my appearing in the presence of the Lord, my strength is renewed. In the name of Jesus, oh, the Lord has said concerning me that he will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. My needs are met. The Lord supply all my needs in the name of Jesus. I stand on his word today. I search in his word and I find him. I find strength in him today and I find strength in him forevermore. In the name of Jesus. Oh, the Lord that justifies me is with me. Who will stand against me? Who will condemn me? The Lord that justifies me is with me. Who will fight me? Oh, behold, they shall wax old as garments, and the moth shall eat them up. The Lord is with me as a mighty man of war. Therefore, I declare over my day, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord mighty, the Lord, the King of glory, the Lord mighty in is the Lord of hosts. My day, I declare the gates of blessings in you open unto to me in the name of Jesus. I speak to my spirit. I declare the channels of my spirit. You open up unto the Spirit of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I go out today in the name of the Lord. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want to remind us of our special program for the month of February. It's going to be on the 26th of this month. The program is tagged Time of Refreshing. And the theme for the program is Arise, Shine, for Your Light is Come. That is the theme of the program. I want to use this opportunity to invite you for this program. Arise, Shine, for Your Light is Come. The program is going to take place, like I said, on the 26th of this month, by the grace of God, the same venue that we have been using for our fellowship at Olua Damilare Garden, beside National Open University, that is behind Tafo Arena at Ijokojo Junction. I want you to prepare yourself for this program. Prepare yourself prayerfully as you come for this program. The Lord is going to release His word into your life. It's going to be a time for worship. It's going to be a time for prayer. It's going to be a time for warfare. It's going to be a time to look into the word of the Lord. I want you to prepare yourself for this program. The program is going to start by 12 noon by the grace of God. Prepare yourself. It's going to be a time of refreshing, a time for you to come before the Lord and refresh your spirit, refresh your soul, and refresh your body through His word. The Lord bless you as you prepare to come in Jesus' name. Remember, 26th of February 2026. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday. We are going to bless the name of the Lord. We are going to thank Him for all that He has done for us, for the prayers that we have been praying, that we prayed all through last week, the ones that we have prayed before, for our brethren that we have been praying for their healing. We are going to thank God for His mercy over our life. Our God is good. There is one thing that is absolute. Either you choose to believe or not, God is good, and His mercy endures forever. The Lord is good. The Lord is good unto all, and His mercy endures forever. So we that has been redeemed, we that has been redeemed and ransomed by His blood, will return to the Lord and to thank Him for His love, to thank Him for His mercy upon our life. We are going to be reading from the book of Psalm 8. We are going to take the 9 verses there. Psalm 8, from verse 1 to verse 9. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is Thy name in all the earth. Who has set Thy glory above the heavens? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast Thou ordained strength because of Thy enemies, that Thou mayest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider Thy heavens, the works of Thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which Thou hast ordained, what is man that Thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that Thou visitest him? For Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of Thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beast of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the path of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is Thy name in all the earth. Oh, our God is great. Our God is good. I want you to go back to that verse 6. The Lord has placed everything that He has created under your feet. Now, verse 7 and 8 gives a summary of all the animals that God has created, and He has placed them under our feet as man. Oh, it is not because of our strength. No. If it's a test of strength or agility or power, there are animals that are better than us, that we cannot even test out our strength against them. Do you want to test out your strength as a man with a gorilla? Or do you want to test out your strength as a man with a lion? Do you want to tell me that as a man you can run as fast as a cheetah? But yet, the Lord in His glory, the Lord in His mercy, has put them under our feet. He has made us in His own image, decorated us in His own glory. He has placed in us His precious stones, ornament of precious stones. The scripture says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name. Our God is good. Our God is good. Who are we? Who is man? Who am I that the Lord is mindful of me? Give glory unto the Lord for His mercy upon your life. Honor the Lord for His mercy. Say unto Him, O Lord my God, how excellent is your name. The greatness of your name cannot be compared with anything. The greatness of your name cannot stand side by side with anything, either dead, living, or non-living. Your name cannot be compared. You are simply great. You are simply great in your greatness. There is none like you. You are God and you are God alone. There is none that we can compare unto you. You are God in your glory. You are God in your ways. Your glory is seen all over your creation. The excellency of your glory is seen upon me and upon my household. The excellency of the glory of the Lord is seen upon your life, is seen upon your household. The Lord has ordained strength. The scripture says He has ordained strength from the mouth of babes and out of the mouth of suckling children. The Lord has ordained strength from the mouth of babes to show to the proud and to the wicked that you are the God and you are the one that gives strength unto those that seek you. You are the one that gives strength unto those that diligently seek you forevermore. Oh, you are God and you are God alone. The wicked is lost and is confused in the ways of your glory, in the ways of your excellence. Oh, who am I that you, the Lord God of hosts, the Lord God of heaven, that you are mindful of me? You thought of me and you gave up yourself for me. Oh Lord, who am I that you are mindful of me? You are my Father and you are my God. You have crowned me with your glory. You have crowned me with your greatness. You have crowned me with your excellence. You have crowned me with your glory and with your greatness. Your excellency is written all over me. Your excellency is written all over my household. You are good and you are kind. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. All that is in me, bless your name. All that is in me, praise your holy name. All that is in me, praise the glory of your name. All that is in me will bless the glory, will praise the glory of your name forevermore. You are great, O Lord. You are great, and great is your name. O Lord, my God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How glorious is your name. Your glory is far above the heavens. O Lord, I bless your name. I want you to give honor unto the Lord this morning. Bless his name. Consider the heaven and the works of his hand. The Lord is great. The Lord is good. He has ordained his strength for you this day. Oh, Father, we bless you this morning, for you are good. For you are good and your mercy endures forevermore. Oh, Father, we bless you for your mercy, for your grace. For they are new every morning. For they are new every day. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. Who am I, Lord, but for your mercy? Where would I be if not for your mercy, if not for your grace? Lord, you are the one that silenced the mouth of the wicked. Thank you for giving strength and glory unto me. Thank you for your mercy and your grace over me and my household. Lord, I bless your name. We bless you this morning. We bow before you. We say you are God and there is no one else. You are God and there is none like unto thee. Thank you, Father. We bless you this morning. We worship you. And Lord Jesus, as we come before you today in our different places of worship, we ask for strength. We ask for blessing. We ask for grace, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we remember our brethren all over this nation, all over the continent of Africa, all over the world, that will not be able to come together because of one reason or the other. We ask, Lord, you will strengthen them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. The Lord bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and have a wonderful Sunday.